This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Today is day two of the UN Climate Change Conference, COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland. Some of the world leaders there were also at the G20 summit in Rome over the weekend, and some climate and trade news came out of that meeting. The U.S. agreed to roll back tariffs former President Donald Trump had imposed on steel and aluminum imported from the European Union, and the EU agreed to lift retaliatory tariffs on some American imports, including bourbon whiskey and Harley-Davidson motorcycles that were set to double later this year. The U.S. and EU also agreed to work together over the next couple of years to limit imports of so-called dirty steel from countries like China, where steel production is creating a whole lot of carbon dioxide and contributing to climate change. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Making steel from iron spews a whole lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. In the traditional method, a furnace is heated to 4 or 5,000 degrees.
Just the act of doing that requires a tremendous amount of power.
Jennifer Hillman at the Council on Foreign Relations says the cheapest way to generate all that power is by burning coal.
Steel also requires, at the beginning, taking carbon and intensifying it, and then heating that up and then blasting oxygen into it. That is also a very carbon-intensive product.
Steel manufacturers in the U.S. and EU are working on decarbonizing that whole process, in part by using cleaner-burning fuels like hydrogen or natural gas. But that's hard and expensive, which is why Kevin Dempsey with the American Iron and Steel Institute says the industry is hoping this agreement between the U.S. and EU will eventually lead to some kind of border tax on dirty steel.
If we don't account for that at the border, it's going to be cheaper for people to import the dirtier but cheaper steel from China.
The thing is, steel from China isn't just cheaper because it's mostly made using coal. It's also cheaper because the Chinese government subsidizes steel production, and Chinese companies often export and sell a lot of steel at a loss. So the U.S. and EU joining forces to move toward restricting imports of carbon-intensive steel is also part of the trade war.
I think for Biden, it is much more about pushing back on China, because that's been one of the themes of his administration.
Bill Reinch is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Although in fairness, climate mitigation has been one of his themes too.
And this, he says, is one convenient place where the two priorities come together. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.